Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Joe Biden, who's the actual threat to democracy, what they call it? Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, I do have good news amongst all of this crazy news and bad news to share with you. But for a change, I have good news. I'm still trying to assess to figure out exactly how good of a news it really is. But the good news is that my Facebook account has been reinstated. Now, there's a difference between my business account and my personal account. I've been able to get on my personal account all this time. But my business account, that's where the problem came in. I wasn't able to access my business account because of some hackers, probably one hacker or multiple hackers. But anyways, hackers took over my business account on Facebook, and I had been going in circles trying to get them to help me out and to correct it. Over 40 days, and the entire time I sent them my information, they just kept giving me the runaround, acting like they're going to fix it, then they never would fix it. Well, as of yesterday, when I got done with the show yesterday, and it was October 1st, and I was thinking, like, is this an April Fool's thing, right? Is Facebook messing with me like this? And sure enough, I was able to get on. And what happened is that Facebook sent me a thing, and I periodically I'll check email, and I saw some emails on my Facebook, from Facebook, saying that looks like your account has been compromised, et cetera, et cetera. Click here to reset it. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of suspicious. I'm like, not going to touch it. So what I did is I went over to a computer, and sure enough, when I went to the computer, it said, boom, my account has been locked. I've been locked out of the account altogether, my personal account, everything. I'm like, okay, this is different. This is new. And I went through the steps to unlock it. It didn't ask me to reset my password. I went ahead and reset the password anyways, but because it had nothing to do with my personal account. And a lot of people keep mixing that up. But anyways, after I did that, and then I was able to get back onto my business account. And the first thing that I did after I was able to get on my business account, and I went and deleted all of that crap that they had on there. And it felt good to delete it. And the hacker accounts, nowhere to be found, on no trace of it at all. They removed it. And it's really frustrating because whoever did it this last time, the other people could have done it. They didn't have to string me along for 40 days. I think they were doing that to try to crush my page as much as possible. I mean, why go through all of that? Why not just delete the page? Why put me through that? Right? Why put me through that anxiety? I was going in depression. I mean, I was sleepless nights. Reached out to the police department, opened up a police case with them. I talked to a detective, sharing the information with him. I even went to other government facilities and I filled out complaints there about what's happening. And the main reason why I did that, I went to a different government facility and filled out a complaint. I was thinking, well, this is Biden's government, so I'm not sure anything will come of it. And I'm not even sure that it even helped, but I was paying, or I am currently paying for a service on Facebook. So I'm paying for this service on Facebook to protect my account, my assets, what I'm doing on Facebook. I'm paying for this service. I have been paying for this service since last year. It dawned on me the other day. I'm like, wait a minute. You know, I'm paying for this service. Because in their agreement, they say they help out with identity theft. They help out with, hack against hackers, your account being compromised. They say all of these things that they would help me out with if I become a paying customer on Facebook, which I was a paying customer because of my business. I wanted the extra level of security. They didn't give me any of that. None of that. So I went on to, I'm going to tell you, I went on to the FTC. And the FTC has a website that you can go on there and file a complaint. But after I got through filling out the complaint on there, it says that they'll pass the law information on to law enforcement, but they really can't get involved in helping you out with any cases. All this is for is just filing the complaint. That's all it said. So after that evening, this was the night before last, I went on there and I just filled out another ticket. And this time I wanted to fill out another Facebook ticket. And it gave me a different option about adding and removing people from my business account. I'm like, oh, look at this. This is a completely new option. How did this option not show up before for me? Because that's what I've done the first time. So I filled it out. I didn't bring up anything about it, you know, the page being hacked. From what I remember, I just said, look, maybe I said it was being hacked, but no, I don't think I did. I've had sleepless nights over this. But anyways, I just put the information in there. And then the very next day, bam, it worked. So within 24 hours, they were able to fix it after I did the second ticket. The first one, over 40 days, sleepless nights, everything. It was completely disgusting and it was terrible. And now my Facebook page, of course, because of all the pornographic stuff that they were putting on there, has all of these alerts on there saying that your page is subject to being removed because of all the pornographic information on it. What in the world? So then I reached back out to Facebook and say, hey, can we get these removed? They said it's going to take time to get it removed. So basically what they're telling me now is that because it's going to take time to get it removed, there's no monetization. So I can't make any money like I was before on Facebook. And it's like they're keeping it there on purpose. And they're full aware that it was the hackers and not me. Full aware of it. They reversed what the hackers did. Fully aware of it. But at least they're no longer posting the pornographic images with my name and my image. I'm very thankful for that. And I just want to say thank you to everyone out there that helped me. And a lot of people are still saying that I should pursue with the lawsuit. That's why it's still up there. It's on my website. I still have the Give, Send, Go. It is still there because I think that I'm going to have to pursue it because right now they're not even allowing me to do the monetization. They're just doing, it's just another thing after another thing after another thing that they're doing to me. With that said, one way that you can help me and get something yourself is MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, use promo code Will. And right now, MyPillow.com at promo code Will, you get a, what is it? What's the deal right now that's going on? $25 what is it?
Extravaganza.
Extravaganza,
yeah.
$25.
Yep.
So look, right now I'm hurting. I could really use the money, but you know what? You can get something really beautiful by going here to MyPillow.com using promo code Will. Using promo code Will, getting great products at a great deal. $25 extravagant. Look at this. I mean, this, Shannon, you need to go ahead and get some of those towels. Because I love the towels and the beach towel. So look, again, this is one of the best ways that you can help me out. Help me keep the lights on.
Yeah,
help me to be here every day to report on the news.
You can get a king size pillow for $25. That's really good. Sandals, you know. Spring is here, whether we like it or not. Get some of those for $25. And look at this two-pack of the multi-use pillows, Will. Those are travel pillows, or you can use them, you know, just, you know, on your couch, wherever. Dog pillows are really popular. Like you said, beach towels. These are super soft. The colors are vibrant. They're very pretty towels. And then a four-pack of dish towels or the couch and recliner pillows. So those are all really good deals right now if you use promo code Will.
Yes. Okay, let me get on with talking about some of this. And I just looked in the comments on here, and I'm not sure how you pronounce that, D-R-C-E-R. Facebook is evil. You know what? You know what I'm learning is that the people that are behind this working everything, they're not American. They're not American. I mean, it's almost like they're like worse than the liberal Americans. I mean, I'm just saying. Some are not. And of course, I've actually had a conversation with some of them. Some of them are pretty nice, but maybe my thinking is that because a lot of them are not from America, I don't even think that the services that Facebook have are being ran out of America. I don't know.
Yeah, it was so funny, Will, when you were talking to Facebook last night, they said, we're going to call you, right, to talk to you.
Yeah.
And they said their name is John.
Yeah, the person I was chatting with says his name was John.
So then he called, and it was not a John. He was from the Middle East. He couldn't even understand him.
India, Pakistan.
Yeah.
You know, that era. And the interesting thing is that the person who hacked my page, I have that person's Facebook page.
Yep.
I have a link to his account, and he's from India, Pakistan. He's from that region of the world. So are they working together? That's what it really seems like. It almost seems like they're working together, because the people that's doing the Facebook services, you know, with customer service, they're from that region of the world. So it, as it stands right now, it looks like they're all working together in cahoots to tear down people on Facebook, right? Because I've yet to talk to someone from America at Facebook, an American-based company. But anyways, do we have time to go into this one? Because I just want to, actually, we just got a couple more minutes. I just want to give everybody an update about what was taking place. And if you still want to help me in this lawsuit, can we put it on the screen? If you still want to help me in this lawsuit, if you go to the Give, Sing, Go, link that we have. It's on my website, unitetoamericafirst.com, but we're going to put it down here in the lower third as well for the Give, Sing, Go. If you want to help me fight this, because they're still doing stuff to me, but so many people, even my lawyer, was saying, Will, you have a lawsuit. You clearly have a lawsuit against Facebook. It's not to say that they won't fight against it, but they're saying that I clearly have a lawsuit. This is what they're telling me, that I have a lawsuit against them.
Yeah, there's something fishy going on with Facebook.
I'm thinking that this is just my personal opinion. I don't have any proof on this, but just the people that's involved in this, it looks like they have a ring, an inside ring going on to tear down conservatives, Christians, and regardless of your complexion. And it may have something to do because I'm black too. I don't know directly, because, you know, I don't ever like to play. There's no race card for me to play. I'm trying not to play the race card. Might be one, but I try not to see it as such. But there's something going on. There's no coincidence that these people speak the same language that's working the Facebook help desk. So they create the hackers. The hackers do the job. And then people like me, you and I, we call in, or we not call in, but we get access to their service. And then the person that we talk to is from had the same language, talked from the same country. Is it a coincidence? What do you think? Try not to read too much into things, but I mean, you really can't look the other way on this. It's really, really interesting. It's kind of bizarre. So if you want to, please go to givesingo.com. GBX26, or you can go directly to my website, uniteamericafirst.com. Unite, not united, because the country's not united. It is uniteamericafirst.com. Three options there. Do two of the three. All right, everybody, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to show you how Joe Biden is a bigger threat to the country, and the left is...
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me, and I was stunned. by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back, everybody. Okay, thank you so much for being with us. Okay, let's get to this first story that I want to tell you about. RFK Jr., he goes on to the Communist News Network. And of course, the Communist News Network, they hate President Trump to no end, along with MSDNC. They hate President Trump. So to have RFK Jr. come on here and actually say that Joe Biden is more of a threat. And then he lays out all of the reasons why he say Joe Biden is more of a threat than President Trump. Joe Biden is more of a threat than any other person that's ever set foot into the White House. He lays it all out. He straight up says it on CNN. And the first time I saw this clip early this morning on X. And the person who put it on there on X is this young white dude. He's a total Biden supporter. And they say he's getting paid to do it. I don't know. Really don't care. But he's on there saying that RFK Jr., he's saying do not support him at all. He's saying that he's upset because he says Joe Biden is more of a threat to the country than President Trump. Listen to this clip. Listen to what he says in here. Now, he has a raspy voice, right? But if you please just pay attention to what he says. Everything he says is 100% true. And these commies, these evil people on the left, it goes in one ear and out the other ear. And they feel that it's okay for the tyrannical things that Joe Biden has been doing because it's against President Trump and it's against conservatives. See, not only do they look at President Trump as a Hitler figure, but they look at all of us that love America, love our freedoms. They look at us as Nazis. They look at Trump as Hitler, and they look at us as Nazis when they themselves are the ones doing the Nazi tactics. Listen to this.
See, Trump and Biden is the same. Different issues. But do you really believe that when people talk about the threat to democracy that Trump poses, do you really think that that is an equal to Biden?
I can make the argument that President Biden is a much worse threat to democracy. And the reason for that is President Biden is the first candidate in history, the first president in history that has used the federal agencies to censor political speech, so to censor his opponent. I can say that because I just won a case in the Federal Court of Appeals and now before the Supreme Court.
Let me stop it real quick, because I know some people have a hard time hearing what he's saying. He said that Joe Biden was the first person to ever censor their political opponent in the United States of America. The first time ever.
Including him. He just won
a case.
Yeah.
He just won a case. Not only was Joe Biden censoring conservatives and President Trump, he was censoring RFK Jr. Why? Because they don't want anybody to shine or say something that will wake people up and not support Joe Biden.
It shows that he started censoring not just me. 37 hours after he took the oath of office, he was censoring me. No president in the country has ever done that. The greatest threat democracy is not somebody who questions election returns, but a president of the United States who used the power of his office to force the social media companies, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to open a portal and give access to that portal to the FBI, to the CIA, to the IRS, to CISA, to NIH, to censor his political critics. President Biden, for the first president in history, used the secret, his power over the Secret Service, to deny Secret Service protection to one of his political opponents for political reasons. He's weaponizing the federal agencies. Those are really critical threats
Donald
to democracy.
Donald Trump, of course, tried.
So you hear her? She hears everything he's saying. Everything he said was true. And it goes in one ear and out the other. It's like she's unable to comprehend it, or she's complicit with it because it's against President Trump. It's against you, the American people. So why am I going to complain about it? Which they should be complaining about it, because when TikTok got on the chopping block, all of them started complaining about it then. Once they get done with us, they're coming for you. But these people on the left, they're so naive, they're so oblivious to what's happening in the real world, they don't see it coming. They don't see it happening. Their whole goal is like shut down the conservatives, silence them, do not allow them to talk. That's what it comes down to. Listen to this one with Senator Ted Cruz, because now they're putting a gag order on President Trump. And President Trump didn't just select someone out there to talk bad about him. President Trump never does that. You have people that's working against America. They've weaponized the law system to go after President Trump. And Ted Cruz, he came out. He's a hardcore Trump supporter now. You know, there was some stuff in it, some conflict in before. But now, listen to what he says. Because even if it wasn't President Trump, it's just wrong for them to do this to any American.
And they want to literally lock him up, but you can't stop Trump.
Yeah. Listen, Liz, this is Alvin Bragg, who's the Democrat DA, is a George Soros DA. He was elected with millions from George Soros. And this is a partisan abuse of power. In more than 200 years of our nation's history, no president has been indicted. No former president has been indicted. Trump's been indicted four times. And understand, when these partisan Democrats are going after Trump, yes, they hate him. But what this really is they're attacking the American people. This is an assault on democracy, because these prosecutors are terrified that the voters are going to reelect Donald Trump in November.
Let me stop it real quick, because see, Ted Cruz says this is an assault on democracy. And that's a true statement. He's not saying that we're constitutional. He's not saying that we are a democracy, because he knows that we're a constitutional republic. Democracy is what we utilize. We utilize democracy, saying we get to select the person that we believe that fits our viewpoint, that fits our ideology. We get to vote for that person. That's what a democracy is. They get to vote for Joe Biden and want to continue to destroy the country. And we get to vote for President Trump, who wants to build and uplift the country. That's what a democracy is. That's what Ted Cruz is referring to.
They're trying to stop that. And every Democrat that beats their chest and says we're defending democracy while turning a blind eye on this assault on democracy, they're guilty of historic levels of hypocrisy.
We hear you loud and clear, Senator Cruz. We appreciate and you so much for coming on the show and helping us.
Does she? We hear you loud and clear. I mean, does she?
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, there's a lot of them on Fox News that I question myself. I'm not saying I don't really see too much about her, but it's just really weird.
It's the way she says it,
weird,
right?
That she says that we hear you loud and clear. Really, do you? Right? It makes it questionable. It makes it very questionable. Which brings it to this one. Oh, my goodness. So we're going into the 2024 election. We are actually in the 2024 election. I'm not going into it any longer. You know, I said that for so long now. But this November, President Trump has already said that it needs to be too big to rig, right? Too big to rig, meaning that the American people, the American citizens that's legally can vote in this upcoming election, can do so by voting for President Trump. And this is the problem that they have. They're already calling it out, saying that President Trump is already trying to steal this election. Already. The people that steal elections are Democrats. No question about it. 2020, who stole the election? The thievery of the election happened in November of 2020. A lot of people, see, the Democrats, they don't want you to think about that night. They don't want you to think about what happened in November. They don't want you to think about all of the polling locations shut down where President Trump was leading. Then when they opened back up, when supposedly nobody was counting because they shut it down. But miraculously, when they opened it back up, the numbers were different. But you're not supposed to pay attention to that. And if they take it to a federal judge or any judge, the judge is going to say, oh, there's not enough here to pursue this. Why? Because judges, they don't ever want to get involved in that. There's like a written law that they have that's not on the law books. It's like it's something in the club. When it comes to politics and voting and stuff like that, stay out of it as much as possible. They've done it repeatedly over and over. They don't want to get into political disputes. But Hillary Rodham Clinton, listen to what she says about the election that's getting ready to happen this November. You can't make this up.
Right-wing extremists.
Wait a minute. Right there, right off the bat. Right-wing extremists. Are you kidding me? Right-wing extremists. This is where she comes off at. Listen.
Right-wing.
Uh-oh. Got to hit my button over there. For some reason, I'm not sure why it's doing that. Come on, because everyone needs to hear this. Did you hit it? No, hit the button over there. The reconnect. You got to reconnect it. Did you do it yet? You get it? How about now? And now?
Right-wing extremists already have a plan to literally steal the next presidential election. And they're not making a secret of it. Just think, if that happens, the 2024 presidential election could be decided not by the popular vote or even by the anachronistic electoral college, but by state legislatures, many of them Republican controlled.
Many of them Republican controlled.
I mean, do you believe elections being stolen or not? I mean, make up your mind.
Right.
When
right,
it's a when Democrat, it comes, yeah. Does it happen? When it's a Republican, oh, it happens. I mean, she's so.
And then when it's the 20, well, they said they can say it goes the other way too, Shannon. But you know, the thing is, they're going after people who question it.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, wait a minute. Something looks awry here. I'll never forget it. Facebook, again with the Facebook thing here, that November of 2020, I didn't say anything about the election. And I saw the polling stations close and I saw some weird stuff. And I put a comment on Facebook. I just said, is it me or is anyone else see something going a little sideways? Not in a normal way of things. I'm paraphrasing here, but I was kind of really roundabout. I could have been talking about baseball. I was talking really roundabout questions. I didn't bring up nobody's name, nothing. Within 2 hours, it had over 11,000 comments. I'll never forget that. 11,000 comments and had like 7,000 shares on it. And it was just going viral. That comment, it's viral. What happened? I guess because of the FBI, the feds, the federal government talked to Facebook, took the post down and banned me for 30 days. Right. 30 days. They end up banning me for 30 days because of a comment that I didn't even say anything on. Really. But people know because American people are not stupid.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will, too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature-regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history, just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com. using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
Say to those folks about the economy and what's going on?
Well, I say we have the best economy in the world. We've got to make it better. We really do have the best economy in the world.
President Biden touting the strength of the U.S. economy this morning, but buying a home is getting more and more out of reach for Americans.
The average home buyer needs to make over $110,000 to afford the average home. A new Bankrate study showing that the required salary to make that purchase has jumped 46% in just 4 years. Home buyers only needed to make $76,000 back in 2020. And the issue, widespread. You now need a six-figure salary to buy the average home in 23 states, including the District of Columbia. 4 years ago, that number was just six. Mortgage rates, of course, have played a small role in the bump, but home prices have, by and large, kept pace with the needed salary to buy them. The average home up 42%, sitting at $412,000.
Let me stop it real quick. This is the same America, the same economy that Joe Biden and Karine Jean-Pierre would be happy to go behind the podium and said the economy is doing great. Even Janet Yellen, she'll come out there and say, yes, the economy is doing really great. Everything is working as designed. This is what they're calling working as designed, to make it unaffordable for the American people to purchase a home today. They're doing this because they want to separate it. They want to separate it from who can and who cannot. Just like the Hunger Games. If you can't, you live in the slums, you take whatever scraps you can get. But if you can, like the liberal rich utopia that they want to live in, everything is colorful, nice and clean. They have all the amenities that you can think of. But for the rest of us, we're just SOL.
Yeah,
this is happening now because of Bidenomics.
And that's exactly a clear picture, Will, of what it was like under Trump,
yes.
January 2020. and then now under Biden, what he has done to our economy. Does that look like we're better off? No, it doesn't. Does that look like people in the middle are able to have more purchasing power? No, it doesn't. These are things that he brags about when clearly that is proof that it's not true.
And then they even talked about apartments. The apartments, yeah. I think it said they used to be like $1,300 a month for some places, average what they did it. And now it's $1,900 a month for renting an apartment under Biden's regime.
Yeah, and they're charging, and that's just the base now, because for apartments now you have to pay for everything. You have to pay for parking, you have to pay for amenities, you have to, so all those things get tacked on to that $1,900 before you know it.
You have to pay for the internet and a shared internet.
Yeah, and so before you know it, you're paying, instead of $1,700, you're paying $2,300. It's ridiculous what's happening to our economy. No wonder why the young people are so, you know, depressed. I'd be looking at this economy too and going, when can I move out of my parents' house? When can am I going to be able to buy a house? When, you know, look at the job market. I know they're saying people are getting paid more. Unless you work at a fast food restaurant in California, which are now making $20 an hour. But because of that, people are getting fired in California.
Yeah, they're losing their jobs.
Because they can't pay everybody $20 an hour.
The company is saying, I can't afford to keep you here any longer. So what's happening is that they're firing people in California, and then they're raising the prices for the goods and service. So people are not going to be able to purchase it because they don't have jobs. You see, this is a vicious cycle, but this is exactly what the Democrats have been aiming for. This is what they want, partly to destroy the economy. Listen to some of this. This is about President Trump with the gag order. They're trying to put a gag order on President Trump because they don't want President Trump talking. And for those of you who haven't heard about this story, because I'm just kind of like catching up on it. There's been so much to talk about, right? This is about this particular one is not about, this is about the judge and his daughter, right, Shannon? Is this the one here?
Yeah.
With the judge and the daughter. The daughter works for a Democrat organization that benefits by having President Trump not go back into the White House.
This is where they're bragging.
So it's special gains and everything, but they don't talk about that.
Yeah, this is where they're bragging about Trump being gagged.
Yeah, they just love the fact that Trump is being gagged.
Which is totally unconstitutional.
It is unconstitutional. Here it is again. You have the radical left acting like the Nazis, what they claim for us to be. They're the ones acting like it, like it's perfectly fine to silence somebody. Listen to some of this.
This is former federal prosecutor and my buddy Glenn Kirshner. So, Glenn, let me start with you. The DA has just come back with this ruling moments ago. Tell us, I know he's been scouring over the paper here. Tell us what you find in this. What should we need to know about what the judge has done?
So, Michael, I would say predictably, Judge Juan Merchan expanded the gag order to include family members of the judge, of the court staff, of the prosecutor's office. That's wonderful.
See, they're extending this to President Trump's family members, but the judge won't extend it to his family members. Make that make sense, right? Make that make sense. So his family members, his daughter, can do all of this tyrannical stuff for personal gain, and it's personal gain with him. It might as well be Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. It's still personal gain. She's taking advantage that her daddy, the judge, is doing this to President Trump when President Trump is exposing what the daughter's been doing.
Donald Trump is laboring under, you know, a hat trick of shut up because there are three gag orders that have been in place over time. Judge Chutkan in the D.C. federal prosecution, Judge Engoron in the New York civil fraud trial, and now Judge Merchan in the New York, I don't call it a hush money case. Mm-hmm. It's the 2016 election interference case that includes hush money payments that were then covered up with false business records.
Really? What were these false business records? I'm so sick of that. And these people come across and try to act like they're so intelligent. The whole thing, what they're calling false business records, is that President Trump made a deal. He's going to sell a car. This is an example of it. You're going to sell a car to Will Johnson, but you want $5,000 for the car. That's what you're asking for. So I take the car. I look at the Kelley Blue Book. I take it to a mechanic, and the mechanic says, yeah, based on the Kelley Blue Book, the Kelley Blue Book says it's worth $3,200, but they've actually put these and this into the vehicle. You could probably get it for $4,200. But you're asking, but he's talking about business deal, fraudulent business deals. So what it comes down to, is that you have to negotiate with me at that point. I got it assessed. He's talking about business, bad business deals. He's talking about bad business deals that President Trump is doing, allegedly.
Has it done any good? Has it helped? You just said a minute ago, Donald Trump is putting his trial on trials. He's putting the criminal justice system to the test. And I think the system is failing. And the reason I say that is because you just read in part the first sentence from the motion that was filed by District Attorney Bragg. And it reads, defendant's dangerous, violent, and reprehensible rhetoric fundamentally threatens the integrity of these proceedings and is intended to intimidate witnesses and trial participants alike, including this court. To this old prosecutor, the only sentence that makes sense coming after that assertion is, therefore, the people are moving for pretrial detention. I'm not saying, listen, we have four criminal cases across four jurisdictions. There are different rules in every jurisdiction. But the fact that no judge and no prosecutor has stepped up to actually put a stop to Trump's dangerous rhetoric is a real problem.
And Mary,
what dangerous rhetoric has President Trump been saying?
I mean, they're trying to hush him because they don't want him to get the truth out of what's happening.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
See, this is where I always have a problem with these people. They never tell anybody what the dangerous rhetoric is. What does President Trump say that has been dangerous, hurtful?
He called the judge's daughter nasty.
That's freedom of speech. Freedom of speech means to say something that somebody doesn't like.
That's exactly what's happening.
That's what freedom of speech means.
Yeah.
You right now you're watching right now. You can say stuff about Will Johnson that I don't like. And guess what? I will support you in saying it. You may be looking at me right now and say, well, Will Johnson does this. He does this. He has this flaw. He has that flaw. And you can say it all day long, and I will support you in saying it because that's your freedom.
Well, you know, just like in the court with Letitia James, literally the judge said that Trump's attorney she had a gag order in the courtroom. She couldn't even provide a defense for her client.
No, not at all.
It was nothing ridiculous. They want everybody to shut up because they don't want to be challenged. They want to have the truth out there. They want to be the ones that are the arbiters of truth, and they're going to, which is not really, right? They're not.
They
they're
telling a lie about Trump,
but they want to win that voters' opinion against Trump. They want to influence it.
So when we come back from this break, I want to show you what Alan Dershowitz says about this judge and the daughter. You're not going to want to miss this. This is pretty powerful. We'll be right back.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back. So Alan Dershowitz, he's not a Trump supporter, and he'll let you know that he's not a Trump supporter. But he's been coming out speaking against what the Democrats have been doing to President Trump, because anybody in their right mind sees what they're doing is completely wrong. Listen to what he says here. And he was on Newsmax, and he's talking about these tyrants in Georgia, Fani Willis and Loverboy, and this judge. This judge just connected the daughter. Wait a minute. This the same judge that was over the Fani Willis trial? Or no, this a different judge that he's talking about?
This is the hush money one.
The hush money, mm-hmm. Right? Okay, so they must have been talking about it here before. Okay, just watch.
The truth is that Fani Willis ought to be on trial for perjury, conspiracy to commit perjury, witness tampering. She's committed the worst crimes that I've seen prosecutors commit in front of all of us. Everybody saw her lie about when her affair began. Evidence is overwhelming that she committed perjury, including technical scientific evidence and several witnesses. The evidence is overwhelming that she didn't pay back the money that she received, that essentially she got kickbacks for appointing this highly unqualified person to head the prosecution. She's the one who ought to be in the dock. And the judge made enough findings of fact talking about an aura of mendacity and how it's likely that she's not telling the truth to warrant her being disqualified. So I sure hope the appellate court takes the case, throws her out of the case, and recommends that there be a criminal investigation. You know, the Romans asked who will guard the guardian, prosecutors. We have to have an independent prosecutor of some kind looking into what is open and shut case of perjury.
Yes, it's all there, affidavits. And like you said, there's cell phone tower pings that contradict. There's witness testimony. But McAfee is up for election, which many say may play into this. I'd like to, in our time here, talk about another judge that's in the headlines, Professor Dershowitz, and that's Mershon. He had a gag order on Trump. Trump goes out and reveals basically that the daughter, Lauren, has been working with these folks, Democrats, and a lot of them, like Schiff's campaign, raising millions, $93 million when they campaign and put out email blasts about the Trump case, conflict of interest. Yeah. So then he expands the gag order, won't be recusing himself. Again, like you said, who guards the guardsmen? Isn't this the same thing?
No, this is even worse, because he have a judge ruling to protect his own daughter. Talk about a conflict of interest.
Isn't it kind of like the same thing Joe Biden did when he first went into office, when he did the executive orders to hide the SARS reports from Hunter Biden, making all these salvage deals with countries? Isn't that kind of like the same thing? They try to blame President Trump for doing the great art of the deal, doing great deals that were benefiting people in America. But then when Joe Biden did all the criminal activity he did, it's just the opposite. It's like this judge, all of them, they do criminal activity, and it's like nothing to see here. Just look the other way. It's perfectly fine for them to do the criminal acts. Right? Isn't that what it comes down to? This judge is a prime example of that. He should recuse himself.
The law is very clear. If the judge, for example, is sitting on a case where his daughter could benefit financially, of course the judge would have to disclose that and recuse himself. And of course the defendant would have the right to point that out. Now, here's a woman who works for a company that will benefit if Trump is convicted of this crime. And so that is a legitimate basis for disqualification. And gag orders are presumptively unconstitutional. They're prior restraint. And the gag order applying to a daughter who is an adult and who is involved in activities which seem inconsistent with neutrality. Remember, the same people that are saying, oh, my God, you can't go after a daughter, are going after Clarence Thomas's wife. And in both cases, you have relatives who would benefit from a decision going a certain way. And those are cases that call for full evidentiary hearing, an opportunity to cross-examine witnesses to find out the truth. And if the truth, as happened in the Fonnie Willis case,
yes,
that the recusal, that should be the result.
I don't understand. Help me understand this. Maybe you can help me understand, Shannon, because apparently I'm having a difficult time grasping this. How is it? I mean, I think I already know the answer. I've said it multiple times, but I just want to hear what your opinion is on this, Shannon. How is it that you have these judges? They, if it was the roles were reversed, that these people would be, and I'm talking about the left, they would probably be protesting against the judge, finding out where the judge's home is, protesting against him or her. When they're doing blatant criminal activity, they're hiding criminal activity. They're hiding the fact that this judge's daughter is getting benefits. There's financial benefits, apparently, in this. And he's not doing anything but helping her make this financial transaction. It's like Joe Biden again with Hunter Biden. Joe Biden didn't have anything to sell. Joe Biden wasn't even selling any T-shirts. Hunter Biden, none of that. They were selling assets. They were selling access. Same thing here, is it not?
I mean, that's what they're all doing. I mean, that's what the Letitia James judge did. They're hiding, they're gagging Trump in order to protect themselves and their loved ones, right? They're saying, you know what? We're not going to allow you to speak. You're just going to take what we're giving you. It's so unconstitutional. It's, you know, even Dershowitz, he's getting more and more frustrated with how the law, the rule of law, is actually not in Trump's favor. He is not getting his constitutional right protected in any of these cases. These people are literally politically attacking him, and Dershowitz is like, it's so blatant, right? It's so disgusting.
It really is. I'm just looking in the comments here, and Val just made a comment on here and saying that Adam Schiff is just as corrupt. You know, that's another example.
Yeah, they are.
There's another example. Adam Schiff, he lied through his teeth and he got censored for it. And now he's trying to run for the Senate so he can retire as a senator that hasn't been censored. Because he's trying to fight for his legacy is what it is.
And he'll have a job secured for 6 years. He won't have to run every 2 years.
Yeah,
and that's another true. Huge benefit. And the scary thing is they're the ones that actually write laws. The Senate. They're the ones that actually are the lawmakers.
He's trying to pick up where Dianne Feinstein left off by coming to disarming American people.
He'll be worse.
Oh, he's a lot worse.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a lot worse. So... our country, the United States of America, look where we are. Look where the country is. Do you want more of this? Do you want more of the direction the country's going into? Is this what we want our children and our grandchildren to experience? Because if you see how bad it is now, just imagine. I mean, look. I'm voting for President Trump, and I believe that President Trump is going to be our next president. I do believe this wholeheartedly. But if we're going to be realistic here and just talk about the other possibilities, because President Trump should have won. No, wait a minute. I retract that. President Trump won in 2020, but we saw exactly what they did, the tyrannical left, how they got away with it. I just played the clip earlier where Hillary Rodham Clinton was talking about the Republicans, the right-wing extremists trying to steal this election. This is code for everybody who's on the left to start doing what you need to do to steal the election yourselves, because that's what that is. They're already saying it. They justified it because they said President Trump colluded with Russia via the Hillary Clinton dossier. They justified doing what they did in 2020 because they said we can't allow him to win again. Well, openly. They can't allow it. President Trump, when he wins this November, these evil people, these Democrats, they're going to go through every single extreme. Y'all hear me now, believe me later on. And the only reason why you believe in me now, because you know what I'm saying is true. They are going to, look, even the Democrats know that we are in a spiritual battle. They know the difference between a President Trump candidacy and another tyrannical 4 years of Joe Biden. And if it's Joe Biden for another tyrannical 4 years, and this is why I'm saying that we're all adults here, we need to think about the scenarios here, that our country is completely done. Even President Trump acknowledges that if he does not win, they are going to be, our country is going to be done. I hate to say that. President Trump said it too. He doesn't want it to be the case. But President Trump doesn't beat around the bush. He's telling all of us the truth. The Democrats don't like the fact that President Trump is telling the truth because they don't want you to know. Because that would mean more people like, I can't deal with this anymore. We have to get out and vote. Too big to rig. And that's what we want. President Trump has already said it. Too big to rig. He doesn't have to say you need to steal anything. Hillary Rodham Clinton and the Democrats, that's what they are saying. They're putting it out there. Oh, the right wingers are going to say it when President Trump and all he's saying is too big to rig, meaning that every single man and woman, because there's only two genders in this country, that wants to keep their freedoms and want to be able to have jobs and where the cost of living comes down. We all know, let's not forget, we want safety and security for our families. We want the border to be shut down. We don't want to go into World War III. Every single person that has a sound mind knows for a fact that the only way to have that happen is to elect President Donald J. Trump. They don't want to hear that. They especially don't want to hear from someone like me. Someone that looks like me, that is an extremely no, 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 no. Why? Because I represent to them, and it's all because of skin deep, I represent to them their hope. And I'm talking about the Democrats. Well, guess what? People that look like me, talk like me, sound like me, feel like me, smell like me, think like me, we are voting for President Donald J. Trump. So all you trolls, you're going to have to get over it. Have to get over it. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.